With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. and British militaries are bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike.
The military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action. The impact of the warning was short-lived. Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting ships. Then, 2 days later, the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, rental car giant Hertz is making an about-face.
Hertz has decided to sell 20,000 electric vehicles from its rental fleet, including Teslas, Chevrolets, and BMWs, saying it will replace them with gas-powered vehicles. The company cited higher repair costs as the primary reason. It could be seen as a warning, a sign that demand is cooling, according to some analysts. Some are saying expectations for the electrification of the transportation sector need to be reset downwards. That follows news of both Ford and General Motors slowing their production and delivery of their respective electric vehicles. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A major merger between two of the nation's largest natural gas producers, Oklahoma-based Chesapeake Energy and Texas-based Southwestern Energy, are combining to create a $24 billion enterprise. The deal includes plans to build a facility in Houston that will export liquefied natural gas. Hunter Biden pleads not guilty to federal tax charges filed after the collapse of a plea deal. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill to define anti-Semitism in Georgia law stalled in 2023, but sponsors plan to try again this month. A group including Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel and Ralph Reed for the Faith and Freedom Coalition are urging Georgia lawmakers to take action. They want all states to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Advocates say that it would help prosecutors. This is SRN News. Well, Israel went on trial Thursday.
The case before the International Court of Justice alleging that Israel committed war crimes as it fought against the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists kicked off in The Hague on Thursday. Israel's foreign ministry wasted no time in providing its angry response to the trial and the role South Africa is playing as Hamas's representative. Jerusalem angrily countercharged that the anti-Israel forces were ignoring the atrocities committed by Hamas, identifying such horrors as decapitating a child and weaponizing perverted sexual attacks against its prisoners. The South African team sought to convince the court that the level of fighting proves Israel's genocidal intent versus the people of Gaza and demands fighting end. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.